Good evening. I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. At least 40 people were killed and over 100 hurt when gunmen in camouflage clothing opened fire with automatic weapons on people at a concert in the Crocus City Hall near Moscow on Friday. Screams could be heard as the sound of gunfire crackled, pools of blood collected on a sidewalk. National Security Advisor John Kirby was beginning a press conference as the news broke.
You look at that video, if you have, and you got to recognize that there's some moms and dads and brothers and sisters and sons and daughters that haven't gotten the news yet. And this is going to be a tough day. So our thoughts are with them.
Retired Marine Captain Matthew Ho had earlier addressed the United Nations Security Council on the war in Ukraine. He spoke with WBAI afterwards. Ho says the world is spiraling and the UN is doing nothing.
We are in the closest point we have been in 60 years to nuclear war. And the people in the United Nations, representative of their governments, are more concerned with adhering to their political narrative, making sure they are in agreement with their political masters in their capitals, than they are with preventing nuclear Armageddon.
The attack in Moscow was the worst in years in the Russian capital. Outside, flames and plumes of smoke rose above the music hall. Russian media reports at least two blasts were heard. No group has claimed responsibility, but Russia called the attack bloody terrorism. And a blow from London as the royal family announced Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, has been diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. She made the announcement in a video on Friday.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
The news comes after Middleton's father-in-law, King Charles III, was diagnosed with prostate cancer. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre.
We just heard, obviously all of us just heard the terrible news. Our thoughts are with the Duchess of Cambridge and her family members and friends during this incredibly difficult time.
The type of cancer has not been disclosed. In more world news, the United Nations Security Council rejected a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and an Israel-Hamas hostage deal after Russia and China vetoed the United States' proposed measure. Algeria also voted no, and Guyana abstained. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Tel Aviv to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday. Netanyahu told Blinken he'll proceed with a ground offensive into the southernmost Gaza city of Rafah with or without United States support. Blinken blamed Russia and China.
We were trying to show the international community's sense of urgency about getting a ceasefire tied to the release of hostages, something that everyone, including the countries that vetoed the resolution, should have been able to get behind.
Russian Ambassador Nebenzia accused the United States of hypocrisy.
6 months have elapsed. Gaza has virtually been wiped from the earth. And now the U.S. representative, without blinking, has been asserting that Washington has finally begun to recognize the need for a ceasefire.
Matthew Ho, who had addressed the world body on Ukraine, echoed the sentiment.
We could have had a ceasefire months ago if not for the American vetoes. The UN Security Council is just disrupted, it's dysfunctional, and it's stymied. It's allowing genocide to occur, as well as the escalation of other wars, most notably the war in Ukraine.
The first day of spring passed earlier this week. You'd never know it in New York as temperatures hovered in the 30s. In balmier Las Vegas in the Nevada desert, a group of faith-based anti-nuclear protesters plan to embark Sunday on a 65-mile walk to the gates of the Nevada nuclear test site and a drone base located on the route. Called the Nevada Desert Experience, the walk will culminate with a civil disobedience on Good Friday, part of the Christian Easter weekend. Organizer Brian Trell.
We leave on Sunday and arrive Thursday night to a peace camp, which has been established years ago, across the road, across the highway from Mercury, where the nuclear test site is. And then on Good Friday morning, we will go to the gates of the test site, and some people will enter, with permission of the rightful owners, but with the full expectation of being arrested for trespass.
Terrell adds, you can't trespass on land the United States doesn't own.
This is also on land that in 1950, I believe it was stolen from the Western Shoshone people. It's their land by treaty. There's never been any compensation. It was just simply taken at gunpoint. And we have permission from the Western Shoshone National Council to be on their land, which the Department of Energy, the federal government, does not have.
Paul D'Arienzo, New York.